Holy Christ on a bike. It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's time for the What the Hell Show with Private Drexel and Sumerian. Join in on the conversation on the IRC on the Ranch Radio Channel and the Dell Net servers. And now here's Private Drexel.
And Sumerian.
What the Hell Show is not supported by Money Back Guarantee since you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes is purely because we rip them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell Show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up off the street. Music played on the show may be not of the prurient interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
Do you want your mic to plug in?
Hey, we're on.
Hello.
And it's time, again, that time of week, for the What the Hell Show.
You can only say shite if you're from Scotland.
That's the official word from Bob, from Peru.
And Bob knows because he's from Peru.
He's Peruvian.
All those Peruvians.
Scott.
Fuck you.
Thank you for making the rules.
So
we must follow.
Again? You're still too loud.
No, I'm not.
No?
No.
Yeah, you just distorted. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Hello?
You're number four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Figuring out who's assigned to what plug here.
One, two, three, four, five. Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
Shut up.
It's amazing.
Shut up.
It's show number...
Are you plugged
show slash week number 48. I can probably bring that down.
It's not show slash week
not
number 48.
What is it?
Yet.
It's week number 48. Slow show blah,
slow.
Blah, blah. Show number, question mark, because we don't know.
We discussed this before. We rewrote history, so it is show number 48.
There's no way to rewrite
number
history.
And chocolate rations have increased.
Unless you can prove otherwise,
no.
It's show for number 48.
I can prove otherwise.
Oh, okay, how?
Okay, we have 48 weeks, yes? Okay. And we have more than 48. We have more than one show per week.
Okay, but you can't say what show it is.
It doesn't matter, because I did four shows
well,
in the first week.
Okay, well, then we'll never say know what show it is.
It's
that's
weak.
Fine. Just say week 48. That's the argument. That's why we have this stupid argument every frickin' show. First frickin'
you're the one who's arguing.
It has something to do with a little bit of anal retention.
Well, how about we just be correct? Why don't we just... It's not anal retention. It's just being correct. Why lie?
Okay.
Why make up shit when we can just give the facts?
Let's take a vote. If you're out there, if you're within the sound of my voice and you give a shit... Type it in. If you don't, type it in.
Oh, sure.
I can't hear that microphone at all. Is
which
it on?
Mine?
Nope.
That works better.
There, now we can hear you.
Oh, the little on button?
Yeah,
it's
pesky and minute details and things like that.
No.
Yeah, start from the beginning, remember it all.
Do we have
how much pepper? Enki is asking how much pepper. How much Dr. Pepper do we really need?
If anybody wants
more
spicy food, there's some
big,
in the kitchen.
Big Black
too.
Hole wants to know when What the Hell is going to be live. Like we're not.
Well,
you have a bit of a.
Live from Langley.
What the hell?
It's What the Hell.
I think you're dealing with a little bit of a net lag there.
Big
just
net
slightly.
Lag, like him.
Sorry if you're disappointed, but
wrong
this is as
leg.
Live as it gets.
We're answering
no,
your
not,
question as you type it in. That's
been,
as live as it
you
gets.
You have not been listening to a recording of Sim and Drex bickering over what week it is. This happens every week.
As
it
amusing
does
as
sound
that,
exactly the same every week.
As amusing
time.
As that would be. No, I increase that every time. That's why I put the date beside it, as you can see there.
That might have to do with something
November
with like, you know, that counting ability that some of us learned in elementary.
Yep. So we're
what does that say at the top? How with both male and female strippers? What is that?
Now. That was one of the first taglines I did on the ICQ spam, and I just haven't erased it. It's basically a holder to remind me to put some sort of tagline. If you read your ICQs each week, there's some little Amazingly funny quote at the bottom.
Amazingly funny. It's very humorous. It's what keeps us coming back.
That's right. It's just that tagline that gets people in.
Refreshing.
So we have some new promos this week. I made one, and you guys
what?
Made how many?
What? Stars? Be nice and sinuous.
Okay, so how about this? Are we going to bitch about me being too loud or being too quiet?
Okay.
What do you want?
Just keep the microphone.
Well, it's nice to have your nice mic, but I don't have it.
It's not even a nice mic. It's a $30 mic.
My mic's better. It's not here, but it's better.
Well, that's very nice for you.
Yes, it is.
So,
yes, we did make...
Who's going to be on the camera?
Bob.
It's Bob from Peru on the camera.
Bob from Peru on the camera. Yep.
Bob!
On the camera.
Oh,
you got a pretty... lean to the left, lean to the right. Pretty full house tonight. Yeah, put the tape in and press record. It doesn't really matter, but that's where I do get the pictures off.
What do I hit?
Nothing.
No, to get it on the screen.
Oh.
You hit the little midget dude.
Red light, red light.
Okay. Let's get that that guy there. Best looking Mike. There, we've got Drex right there. And if you want to see all these
nice glasses,
ugly mugs on your screen, you go to www.randradio.com and click on webcam, because it's active. And then, over one, we've got Projectile Vomit Man, 200% sexy, might I add. That didn't distort.
Right into my ears.
And we've got Anki on camera. It's absolutely amazing. And there's a little...
Say, that's a nice microphone booming.
That's a nice microphone booming away. That's okay. Good enough. The next over, we've got Red 5 in the corner.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Microphone in his head.
So proper.
Then we have the girl on the left.
Girl on the left. Peace. Peace out, everyone. I've got Black Wolf.
Peace off.
Peace off, man. And we've got Jack in the way.
Way too close.
We've got DJ Psycho.
Tis I.
Graces us with food and presents.
Food and presents.
Food and presents. Where's
presents
the food?
Kid.
Hello.
Kids presents.
Food.
And we've got Jack.
We have some nice, not spicy food in the kitchen if you want to
get it. What is not spicy food?
Oh, it's not spicy at all.
No.
What are you talking about? How
fire comes out of your mouth.
Just don't eat the wraps up.
And did we get...
after all that talking, I still don't know what you're talking about.
The shy one? No. Get the shy one. I am Sumerian, one of the hosts of the show. Hi.
Rex.
And then we've got the shy one over there. Oh. Get her hidden face. She can hide her face.
Get a picture of her butt.
Hey, give us a picture of your butt.
Sure. That'll be good.
That would at least boost our ratings.
Closer. There we go.
People might not
and
listen,
Bob.
But they sure watch the webcam.
And we've got Bob. And I don't know how many people that is, but that's enough. Pretty full house tonight.
If anyone else shows up, they can just...
I don't want to see the back of my head anymore.
11, I don't blame you.
11? That's pretty good.
But it's such a nice
somebody can count in here.
As an estimate.
But it's so smooth.
Rough estimate of 11.
Well, so smooth and velory.
So we've got some things to talk about tonight for 2 hours or so.
Yeah, about 2 hours.
We've got Movie Man, Gross Hospital Stories, some news of the week, Stamp Your Money, some other stuff that we throw in here and there.
Yeah, I brought some money.
Fill
so
in
I
the
can
space.
Stamp it.
Did you bring some money?
Just right. So that I could stamp it.
I'd like to have money.
To stamp?
I remember money. Money was good.
A muffin.
Yes, I am a muffin. And I'd like one, because that would be food.
But you need money for that, right? Yes, cold in my feet.
It'd mean he'd be able to put the "will work for food" sign down long enough to eat the muffin.
Exactly.
We've got some promos, too.
Yes, new
promos. A few promos. And we've got
three total.
A very good email that got sent to me from Germany.
Yes, that was actually rather amusing.
I put it up on the webpage. So... Yeah, you can see the live.
Did he look to the left or
shifty,
to the right?
Left, up and to the left, yep. My creative side. Thank you very much. Is there a... Pardon me?
They just started up.
Oh! I just barely deciphered that after 2 seconds of processing, but... Yep. The AT&T has not sent me the forms yet. I'm supposed to get them through the mail.
Through the snail mail.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
Because, you know, telcos are just so with the technology these days.
That's right. The first guy I was good for the captain on it. The first guy I talked to, said he would fax it to me, but he was so slow about doing stuff. He couldn't even find me a 1-800 number. And then the people that actually did it within 1 hour, instead of the 2 weeks I was talking with the other guy with, said they would send it through the mail. So okay. It should be here any day.
Okay, wait,
then I sign the papers and send them off for another 5 days.
Does that any day thing mean that it's late now?
1 day late.
When was he supposed to be here?
Friday.
Great.
I also
so 1 day late.
Something to note is that it's sort of unusual this year that it's coming up on it's coming up Christmas, and yet we still have not heard threats of a Canada Post strike. When was the last time that happened?
Christmas.
Two years ago, and I should know, I had to work the main post office during the strike.
And I had to I had to deliver all their goddamn mail.
Did you?
Yeah, well, it wasn't Canada Post mail, but whenever somebody wanted something shipped, they would call Loomis, hence me, and I had to run my little frickin' ass off.
Yep.
Sucked, like I wasn't busy enough. My route
what
is so...
What an ass.
My route,
so tight.
I still have that ass.
The posties, the posties were so pissed at Loomis for taking any mail or packages during the strike that they... I know for a fact that they egged at least 3 or 4 cars, and there were talks about violence to some drivers, but I never heard about it.
Were they expecting Loomis and all the couriers to support them?
Yes.
Were they expecting Loomis to just stop... working?
No,
all together.
Hey,
that's their job.
You're talking about posties.
Okay,
these are people.
Our longest strike that we've had at least two since I started. The longest one lasted 20 hours. So we're supposed to go on strike for months and not work because these idiots can't get their shit together, whereas we can get our shit together.
Is Canada Post, the new equal opportunity hiring program requires
they kept
you
asking
not only
me if I had anything
but borderline psychotic.
I should mention that I in no way, shape, or form support them. Remember, I had to work with these morons. I have a lower opinion of them than you could ever possibly develop.
We should pay attention to the IRC here.
Let's draw straws for who should take his place as the boisterous arsehole.
For Lieutenant Major Zombie, because he's not there? Yeah, it's been pointed out. That's, what is going on? We've got Big Black Ho, Infaloop, Rabid Puppy, and Stain from New Zealand.
By a possum.
Haven't seen him in a while.
How about we just give the job to the Rabid Puppy?
And,
he seems interested.
Oh, yeah, sure. Rabid Puppy. He typed my name on the IRC like 15 times in a row.
Which is peanut butter.
Sweet as honey,
peanut butter.
Girl on the left is sad. She doesn't have her boyfriend, her internet boyfriend.
Fuck you.
No more attention for you this week.
Oh.
I'll get all that attention. Unlike Lieutenant Major Zombie, I actually do have a significant other. It's not him.
He does too. It's called his left hand.
That probably explains his absence. What?
Tie his hand to the bedpost.
Yes, tie his hand to the bedpost. We had that.
I see. That's supposed to be what, kinky?
And
No.
And wear all those
layers
heavy
of clothing
so that it takes so much time to take off your clothes so you can jerk off that you just don't do it.
And go ahead, make a sandwich instead of, you know, keep your hands busy making sandwiches.
Taking my shirt off, taking my pants off. What the fuck was I doing again?
So let's get to the news. Do some news. I've got like
no, but wait a minute. Back on that jerking off topic.
Okay.
Find something you like to talk about.
There's a good
authoritarian. Go for it.
There's a good reason for this. Okay. There's a good reason to try and resist masturbating.
What is it?
Have you not read the Bible?
No.
You could be zapped with lightning and killed.
No. He.
Wow.
Not to mention the shaving issue.
What's that? But God can kill you for that, too, unless you're married.
That's right.
And he might kill you for using a condom. We're not sure about that.
Yeah,
I think
the
my
air,
mic
huh?
is broken because it's like distorting all the time.
Yeah, and it's almost turned down.
It's like a...
Yeah, we just barely turn it up. It's totally whacked out. Go get a sock.
Considering our earlier conversation, that's very an interesting subject.
Yes. So we're going to do the news now because Drex is playing with his microphone, playing with the diaphragm in his microphone. Because I've turned it off.
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Samarian, at ICQ number 51558.
Okay.
And now for the news of the week.
Isn't this way better than before? I don't know why.
I can't hear anything. I just
fine at sometimes.
Yeah, that's
the
it.
The screen.
But it. Oh, okay, never mind. There it was.
Your mouth is like.
Yeah, just
micrometers from.
So the things
microphone.
Are just like. Yeah, so now we get all the sibilance.
Yeah. Sibilance.
So you can see.
Sibilance.
Syphilis?
You can hear every individual drop of saliva as it impacts against the microphone.
Seashells on the seashore.
Now we're going to give the... You are number five.
Number three.
Okay. And this one sounds so much better. Sorry you guys get to sound like shit today.
The microphone's a lot better.
Okay. Maybe you should just like put like stickers on the mic. So
bad mic, good mic. Little happy faces, Mr. Yuck on some of them.
Mr. Yuck.
Like little numbers, like go to the dollar store, get little number stickers so you can like figure out which ones
bad,
are like,
it?
You know what I need? I need one of those...
combination of the mic
I need one of those neck braces that attaches to my head and holds the mic the perfect
other?
Distance,
yeah.
And I'm
that's
like...
That's right.
Or I could just get a little, you know...
And not the mic?
Edward.
What's that noise?
Did I just hear knocking?
What was that noise?
It's really Derek.
Knocking or Derek playing with himself?
Okay.
Derek... Inky fell down and he can't get up.
I'll check the
fell
door.
In the toilet again.
Again?
Inky fell down and he couldn't get it up. What was that?
No.
I think the only reason he'd be worried would be if he fell down and couldn't get off.
Here's the first story: is student hacker charged with high tech vandalism.
High-tech vandalism.
Oh, you should hear about this guy.
Oh, in Edmonton.
An alleged hacker accused of downloading code-breaking software onto a school computer is getting more than a detention. He's being charged by the cops. Early in November, a teacher in Elk Island Public School Division east of Edmonton became suspicious that a student working on a school computer was doing more than his assignment.
Because, you know, children should never do more than they're told.
Mm-hmm.
Extra work is bad. Do not think for yourselves, whatever you do.
It's a DAC set. I'm going to pronounce that DAC. D-A-C-H. DAC.
I guess.
Said, Anki! What are you doing?
Pay some fucking attention.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Anki just nearly tripped over all the cords.
Nearly ended the show.
For those of you at home.
Look, I'll paint them silver for you.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
No
Dax said records
the cords,
showed the computer user was trying to download hacking software, which would enable him to break into the school's administrative files.
Or enabled him to do entirely other stuff unrelated to breaking into the school files, but who really cares about that?
And they forget to mention he'd have to know how.
But he was charged by the RCMP, but he was charged just for trying to download.
Trying
he didn't
to
even download or even use them.
He's being charged because he's too feeble to download.
That too.
He's not enough to right click and save.
But he made the attempt to do something that's bad in our society.
That's right.
Now it no longer required for you actually to commit a crime, just the attempt.
No, that's right. It's always been that.
Well,
that's always been the case.
Well,
But what kind of hacker tool was it?
It doesn't matter. You can make up...
A port scanner?
If the law is you're not allowed to get this stuff and you're not allowed to attempt... If the law is you're not allowed to get it,
yep.
You're not allowed to attempt to get it because that's the same thing. Murder and attempted murder have the same are the same thing.
Okay,
right?
I will agree with you.
There's no laws against downloading software that will do something.
But it
otherwise,
it's illegal to possess... certain things. They
not
can
on
make
the
that
direction.
Illegal.
Yeah, but this case, it's not illegal to own this software. This software is legitimate software for testing.
Then they can't charge him. So obviously, you're wrong. Okay,
That's right.
They're playing
the
real world.
The justice system is accusing someone of a crime that doesn't exist.
The cops can charge you with another crime when you do one thing. They can charge you for another one if they want. There's no guarantee you're going to get prosecuted. But hey,
yeah.
They're going to break you over the wheel just putting you through.
But I have a feeling that's not the case.
But
they'll slap you with as many bylaws.
There's conspiracy charges because if they figured that you were more than likely going to be doing that, you know, if you're planning something to do whatever it is you're going to do.
Your friend.
There you go. Conspiracy.
It's out there.
Go back there and see for a second, yeah?
But bylaws are like that. They can slap you with like a whole bunch of bylaws, and they'll never go to court, and you may never have to pay the fines. But you'll
I kill
have,
you.
Like, smack.
I'll turn that off next time. Sorry.
Kicked.
You just pop right back in.
So yeah. Oh, my God. I was kicked by one of my DJs. Mall declares war on online tenants. What is wrong with my microphone?
What happened?
Oh, I got a script on, and it does an advertising kick. And just booted them for
any HTTP or anything. So he just booted me.
So you can't put the HTTPs on for tonight, so people can't follow along with our news.
They can. They go up, but then I get kicked and rejoin immediately.
Thank you, DJ Psycho. You make
it's
our
okay.
lives so
you
easy.
Suck.
Yeah, that caused a little bit of excitement right there.
Mall declares war on online tenants. A mall owner is clearing bricks at clicks, but shop owners ignore an order to remove online shopping ads from the premises.
What?
So these people are not allowed to put www.theirstore.com anywhere within their store. In their advertising, on their bags, on their little handout brochures, anywhere. Otherwise, they'll get fined.
Oh, because we might cut
it's
down.
It's competition.
Competition
yeah.
from
With the
mall.
Yep.
Oh, fuck you.
All the teenagers might start hanging out online instead of the food court.
That's right.
You might actually try sneaking smokes at home now.
That's right.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not even surprising. Malls are they're total fascists.
Yep.
They're total fascists.
They'll do anything they can.
Yeah.
Last thing we want people to realize is that the Gap has www.gap.com. If we don't tell them, they'll never figure it out.
That's right. The next one. This one's a bit of a funny one. Phone sex.
Actually, the sad thing is if we don't tell them, they won't figure it out because they're that stupid.
Anybody who's smart enough to operate a web browser should know that kind of stuff. Yep. No.
Phone sex operator gets money for masturbation injury.
What?
Oh, yes.
Miami, a Florida
raw.
Phone...
raw news.
A Florida phone sex operator has won a workers' compensation settlement claiming she was injured after regularly masturbating at work, her lawyer said. Attorney Stephen Slutsky told Reuters. He was not sure.
Reuters.
Whether Fort Lauderdale's woman's claim was the first of its kind, but it certainly was out of the ordinary. During the course of her claim for workers' compensation benefits, the now 40-year-old employee of Fort Lauderdale CFP Enterprises Incorporated said she developed a carpal tunnel syndrome, also known as repetitive motion injury.
Oh.
In both hands.
Ambidextrous, as many as seven times a day, for masturbating as many seven times a day, while speaking with callers, said Slutsky, who spoke about the case this week on condition that his client's name be not be revealed.
Did somebody forget to mention that you don't actually do the act, you just make the noise?
Yep, let's see.
She was told to keep, it's right at the top.
Oh, she was told to do whatever it takes to keep the person on the phone as long as possible. She didn't actually have to do this, but she did it anyway.
She's trying to do a quality job, I suppose.
That's right. Put her whole effort into it.
It's good to see people being passionate
about
their
work.
God.
Kick. On that same vein.
Same vein. Oh,
sorry.
Furniture porn?
Furniture porn.
What?
Welcome to the
awesome.
Hottest site on the web for hardcore furniture action. If you're ready to see some hot, horny home furnishings get their freak on, then you're in the right place. You won't believe what our furniture will do. It'll make you pop your springs and throw your pillows.
Oh, God, help us.
Which
all.
Do we want to see? The all-amateur seating, the bondage seat? Office party or hot outdoor action? Well, we won't see
outdoor action.
No, we won't see that.
No, I want the bondage scene, actually.
Why am I not surprised?
Baby did a bad, bad thing. Why do you do it when you know you'll just get punished? You can beg all you want, baby.
Oh, God.
But it won't change my mind. You know what I think, baby? I think deep, deep down you want to be punished. Very strange.
That's just nutty.
That's awesome. Shut up.
W-R-O-N-G.
And here's a little graphic. I'll put it up here. For Mandarin Airlines. Yeah, I thought it was just hilarious. And I'll post it in the IRC so everyone else can see it.
And we'll get kicked.
And we'll get kicked.
Sorry, James.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for choosing to fly with Mandarin Airlines. As we taxi out to the runway, please make yourself comfortable. For those of you sitting on the right side of the plane, please ignore our other airliner.
Oh, I feel so safe.
Which way is the door again?
Look where the landing gear, which way they're pointing.
Up? Oh, I did not notice that.
It's upside down.
Two to the front, two to the middle. Whoa, two more to the middle, and two to the back.
Nasty. And a follow-up to our other story, Texas A&M bonfire builders broke safety rules.
Really?
Yes, they actually determined that they did break the safety rules.
So they figured out there was a safer way to make a four-story high bonfire.
Before we get too deeply into the story, I'd like to actually say something. I listened with Sumerian to our tape from last week's show, and I had no idea we were really that mean.
During the show, we're brutal.
We're the most disgusting human beings
I've
ever...
Who are we mean to?
To these guys.
To the people who died.
It's not the people that died. It's more just the fact that people that are still alive are now going, we're going to do it again next year.
Yep.
You got to live. You can't live in fear.
Get
up on the horse. If you go outside, you might get hit by a car. But what are you going to live in fear?
No,
you might get raped or murdered.
That's what we just looked at, the plane. One's upside down, the other one's taken off.
That's right.
Are you stupid for flying? Planes do crash.
That's right. Safer than driving.
I would.
How many of us actually stop driving, go home, park the car upside down?
Can't hear
you.
It ain't me.
We just crane our necks and keep on going.
The point that I'm trying to make is that there's...
It's people like you that cause traffic jams craning your neck like that.
Yeah. It's probably a hell of a lot safer.
Yeah, but I do it at 90 kilometers an hour.
And these things we mentioned, that is to build a four-story high bonfire.
Or go like rock climbing.
What, 30 years?
You know, it's probably a lot... It's probably
how many people dead?
12.
12 people dead.
People go rock climbing, too.
27 injuries.
Without rope.
The thing is, what is the point of this process? You know, like.
Okay, there was no point before, but now they can say we made it and we didn't die. Look at us; we're way better than those guys.
Than last year, much more successful log pile than last year.
James.
Yes.
You can just de-op me.
Oh, there we go.
Unless Chancellor puts me right back to you.
It probably will. And you are de-opped, you bad boy.
Solve that little problem.
Oh, my God.
What was that?
My annoying auto-greet.
This is our onion thing of the week. Making your marriage last. With the divorce rate at 50%, lifelong wedded bliss is far from guaranteed for married couples. Here are some tips to help keep the flame of love burning years after that walk down the aisle. And Enki can do the first one.
Oh, I can. Okay, the first one is...
You need a microphone.
Whoa. Somebody lower the medication.
Shut up, Drexel. You're stealing my thunder.
I didn't read it.
The first one is be sure to thank your spouse whenever they do something nice, even if it's something as small as taking it up the ass.
That's
thank
always
you,
polite.
It warms my heart to thank you for that one.
Second one. The best way to ensure a long-lasting marriage is to keep your individual needs out of it.
Treat your partner with respect. Don't hit him or her in front of the relatives.
A good relationship leaves room for outside interest. Be supportive of your spouse's rough sex with the mailman hobby.
All right. Cranking out another child is a great way to bring you and your spouse closer together.
Never go to bed angry. Stay awake and scream at each other for 24 hours, 36 hours, however long it takes.
Always speak to spouse in soothing, patronizing tones.
Take out your marital problems on your young children. Why do I keep getting ones like that?
Communication is the key to a good marriage. Be sure your spouse knows every last little thing you hate about him or her.
Sit down with your spouse and work out a diet that will allow you to get big and fat together.
If your marriage is truly in jeopardy, stay in touch with your phone psychic at all times. Hey, I got one that wasn't violent.
Countless conflicts can be avoided by walking out on your family for years at a time.
Hey, it's my dad.
In a two-job household, both careers need to be considered, even if one is some silly little woman endeavor.
One common myth states that hitting is no way to solve marital dispute, but studies show that this is not always the case.
If you sense that your marriage is growing stale, accept it and live out the remainder of your days in unfulfilled misery and despair.
Good list.
But
good
stay list. Married.
And where's Coma Boy when we need discussing family lives like this? The chicken is not among us. We are sans chicken.
Why? What happened to the chicken?
Got run over.
He got run over by crossing the road.
Okay.
I don't believe I said that. I may be abused at will.
I pulled you into it.
You suck.
It's the new promo time.
Ooh,
what? New promo? Okay. Let's see. We'll do Drex's first.
No.
Okay, we won't do Drex's.
Do mine second. You guys have two, right?
Yes. Okay. I have three, actually.
Play mine last, then.
Okay, I'm going to play mine that I did
actually, no,
this
play
week.
Mine. Play mine now.
You know? Okay.
Yep.
Can we drag it off? No.
I have friends that fall asleep. Well, I have one particular friend that tends to fall asleep.
Are you with her at the time?
No.
No, you know
that. That's actually a really horrible thing to say.
Okay, this one is called You're Our Bitch Now, made by Drex.
Hello?
Hey, honey, what are you doing tonight?
If she hasn't figured out what you do Sunday night, it's time to lose the bitch and find one that's free Saturday night.
What is it?
What's wrong, sweetie? I love you.
Rant Radio, you're our bitch now.
Who did you get to do that?
A friend. The one that's going to fall asleep.
And
but you missed the first part, so you guys just didn't get it.
I know, I heard it before. I actually thought it was funny.
Yep, it's very funny.
I think the other one's better, actually. But
the other one?
We haven't done it yet.
Oh, okay. And this is one I did earlier in the week. It's not particularly funny, as most of our promos are. But here it is. It's called Promo Jello Pirate Radio Bust.
The federal response was quick and swift in Florida. In Tampa, Florida, Doug Brewer of Party Pirate Radio and his wife were surprised in the wee hours one morning to find out their entire block had been cordoned off and a SWAT team came in accompanied by FBI agents, customs agents, immigration, ATF, person claiming he represented the CIA, who slammed them onto the floor, handcuffed them, and held them at gunpoint on the floor for 12 hours, even threatening to shoot their cat for disobedience because the cat jumped on the kitchen counter. As they tore the house to pieces, Gestapo style, carting off almost anything connected with electricity, let alone broadcasting, there was a little antenna in the backyard. They used a crane from the other side of the house to pull the antenna down, smashing up the house in the process. All this for one little pirate radio station that even helps the police track loose criminals from time to time and stuff. The message being, if you want to play something on the air that people really want to hear, we will march into your home with the Gestapo. As long as people can't even start their own radio station without fear of the Gestapo in this country, we sure as hell don't live in a free country, do we?
And that was Jello Biafra from one of his CDs, his latest CD, which leads us into an email I got from Germany, from a listener.
Woohoo!
And it's actually a good segue the subject of the email is called...
Sorry, your fellow Deutschland singers are not here.
I know,
to
I
back
know.
You up.
I'm a lone fascist in a very liberal state.
You have to read this entire thing with a thick German accent.
Okay, go for
no.
it.
No.
Go for it.
No. It's actually... it's actually pretty good English. The subject is says, keep on rocking. It says, hi, I'm from Munich, Germany, and I listened to your station for the first time today. And it really rocks. Who is this guy who calls himself Sean Kennedy? He's a fucking genius. And do he invent all of the things he's talking about himself? And what about the authorities? Don't they try to stop you? I think they would try to in Germany. Next question, how do you survive? Advertising? Nah, that couldn't be enough. Are you just on a mission to save the world from corporate rape? Or maybe you are just willing servants of a big fat company yourself, trying to conquer the world by pretending to be honest and hating the authorities? I'd be happy if you answered me.
Tobias.
I said, Tobias, thanks for the great email. Thanks for the praise for the station. We like to keep people entertained. Sean Kennedy is a friend of mine with a gift for public speaking, so I put him on the station. Everyone seems to enjoy him. All the stuff he talks about and comes up with himself. We like to think that we live in a free country here in Canada, but our rights are always trying to be eroded away by the government. Right now, we are able to put this radio station on the air without any trouble because our laws allow us, but who knows about tomorrow? We survive on sweat, blood, and tears. We do the radio station out of the goodness of our hearts for people like you.
Hallelujah.
It always makes us happy when somebody takes the time to write an email or send a message such as yours. We're not out to make money with this station, even though we're probably able to. You're overpowering me. Yes, we'd like to think we're saving the world from corporate rape. Wow, is that message ever timely, with the World Trade Organization just meeting across the border in the USA from us 2 days in 2 days' time. We don't pretend to be honest and hate the authorities. We do hate the authorities. Happy to answer you, Sumerian, from Rant Radio. And
yeah, because the government's, they're trying to oppress us.
Trying?
Oh, yeah.
Trying? This is there's my confused surprise voice.
But the W.
Trying?
Oh, like, I'm up at SFU, and I was hearing a figure, there's something on the order of, like, 24 separate buses for protesters in Vancouver to go down to Seattle free to protest the WTO.
Who's paying that? Paying for that?
I don't know. I just one of the agencies that is definitely paying is SF PIRG, which is the sort of... SF PIRG is sort of the... sanctioned left-wing protest group
who
on
pays for
SFU's
that?
Campus. The
students. You?
Yes.
It's
what I'm trying to figure out is they can hire 24 bus drivers, but not one single sniper. What's wrong with these people?
No, they've hired the snipers. They're just not advertising it.
That's right.
Before Sim called me up to bug me to come over and give him a hand with some promos today, I spent most of this morning watching... I spent most of the morning just kind of vaguely listening to CNN, and they were saying something around the neighborhood of 50,000 protesters.
That's quite a few. WTO is very evil.
Wow, that's going to make APEC look like a little garden barbecue.
The World Trade
with pepper steak.
WTO is the world.
They're already calling it the Battle in Seattle.
Oh, gee. Isn't that original?
The World Trade Organization is a world collaborative organization that pretty much wants to overrule any laws that any country makes in the name of profits for companies.
For business.
Right on.
And what?
And they want to kill dolphins.
And they want to kill dolphins. They already
kill the parrot.
I don't know if it was them, but they already struck down the...
No, never mind.
Who was that with the dolphins?
They already struck down the law that... the, you can't catch dolphins in nets anymore.
Yes.
Those little dolphin things.
Dynamite fishing is much more effective.
Holy shit.
Safe dolphin things on tuna cans, they're not real.
No.
They can actually trap dolphins. They're not dolphins.
There is
okay, wait. Why are we still sitting here? Why are we not off buying sniper rifles?
I have to go to work.
And going to Seattle.
I've asked this. You see,
okay, if there's anything worth protecting in the world, it's dolphins. Is there nothing more worthy of protection than dolphins?
Well, they're smarter than us, so we should be afraid of them.
These are basically the people who would strike down any laws like, I don't know, universal health care. That's a big impediment to U.S. health companies, U.S.
Insurance,
medical companies.
Insurance
right.
companies, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Anything that gets in the way of corporate profits is evil. And
there's times when you sit back and you listen to the fact that the communist empires all fell, and you have to sit there and go, was tearing down the wall really a good thing? Or at least from this side.
Sure.
Now the only ones we've got left to hate are ourselves.
That's right. We have no enemies.
For the past 5 years or so, I've been saying to anyone who would listen, there's nothing that can bring back communism like unrestrained capitalism.
Unfortunately true.
And we were discussing Gap commercials earlier. Bob was freaking out. He was on the television. And Sean Kay has a rant on Gap.
On Gap?
On Gap. So this is Sean Kay's rant on Gap since...
I was going to say after this rant.
About Sean Kay
and the Gap.
Okay. You have something to say. Here's Sean Kay on Gap.
What the fuck those you asked for to your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
That's just how it works.
You know, every once in a while I screw up and turn on my television, and what do I see? I turn on the television and there's some listless, gaunt, anorexic motherfucker sitting there singing bad 70s music to me. And how does this relate to clothing? I have no idea. Let me know. How many people out there are actually sick of those goddamn Gap commercials? You know, I just can't get enough. Excuse me? Had enough. Thanks, okay? Had enough of the fucking Gap commercials. Give me a break. Would you rationalize to me, please? Why these jeans cost me $95?
$95.
Okay, there's no fucking reason for it. And you got all these like, I wonder why all these people are eating their hamburgers and throwing up. Only in this country would we have that happen. Everybody else in the world's fucking starving. We're eating our food and throwing it back the fuck up. This makes absolutely no sense, but hey.
I just can't get enough.
Had enough. Thanks for coming out. That's so really nice. If you don't have some emotion on your face, you listless fuck, I think somebody should seriously take a mining pick and nail your head to the floor. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
I don't understand the big deal about the Gap commercials. I don't understand why everybody hates them so much.
Bob does know the big deal about the Gap commercials.
Okay, listen. I have got so much hatred now towards the very hypocritical Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Okay, I came in.
Does Sean Kennedy shop at the Gap?
I came in wearing Gap pants. He shunned me. He bitch slapped me. He smacked my pee-pee all day long for wearing Gap pants. He's like, I can't believe what a corporate slut you are, Shane. You shop at the Gap. You are such a hoe bag. I'm like,
because
these are Peruvian Gap pants,
because
pal.
The Gap,
anyway.
Because the Gap is somehow
only,
a big corporation.
Not only does Sean Kennedy shop at the Gap, he shops at the Bargain Gap, where he gets good bargains on Gap clothes. He got two pairs of Gap pants as opposed to my one. The same pants, which I paid $95
that
for.
That is right.
He paid $20 for.
That's right, yeah.
Bargain Gap?
The Bargain Gap.
And he got dark and light. So not only does he look like me, he has the same pants and shirt as I am wearing currently.
Yes, he does.
He's trying to be me.
it's just some clearance items he bought.
Lies. Nothing but lies.
They're not clearance items. He went in there intently on buying pants because he saw me wearing them.
The Sean we know and the Sean on Rant Radio are two distinctly different people.
It's like Jekyll and Hyde.
Mm-hmm. We found out his secret. You may have the floor. No comment?
It's just going to be insulting.
That's the whole show. Go for it.
What's what we talk about.
No.
He's not here. He's not listening.
I don't understand how you can sit there for a minute and 11 seconds and say nothing. And he said so much, but he said nothing at the same time.
You've never listened to our political
No, because when I'm talking to him live, he says so much more. But when it's staged on audio,
this is for the masses. It's just his rant.
Shouldn't he have more to say if he's talking to the masses? When he's just talking to me, he certainly has a lot.
But then he would basically have to actually be saying something, and that would totally
ruin the premise. These are sound bites to music.
This would basically totally ruin the premise of our show, actually saying something.
That's my whole point.
The Gap one is more of an aesthetic judgment than a political statement.
I don't see what the big deal with the Gap commercials is. If you don't like them, well, just chalk it up to all the other commercials
I think if you listen to his real thing, it wasn't so much the Gap, it was the listless Gap zombies.
They appear
in those commercials. And I have to
agree
with
you. Is that musicals
at least
too?
They're moving and dancing and acting like live human beings. I can't believe though the choreography. I just can't get enough at that. Made me feel old. I could feel the gray hairs just plink. There's another one. Plink. They're making remakes of songs that I listened to when I was in high school.
Did you get the irony of the music I put in behind it?
Yes.
It's Depeche Mode as well.
Yes, of course.
Okay, good.
Like anybody could have escaped that song.
Hey, there's a few people who lived under those rocks we always hear about.
Hey, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hi.
He's graced us with his presence.
Hi.
Woo.
Maybe you can op me again so my repeat kick will work.
Op you again? No.
You might need that repeat kick.
I think I will op you.
Somebody's mentioning new Rage Against the Machine video. It's also making fun of...
that was very funny. Everyone in denial.
One thing is that our local phone mega corporation...
Tell us.
Is got a series of ads, which is very closely parodying the look and style of the Gap ads.
Palm Pilots.
And Palm Pilots. There's the one for Palm Pilots has a bunch of people standing, sort of really listless-looking people standing in formation, clapping.
Dressed like pilots. Pilots, wow.
And the ad is for Palm that says, Palm Pilots, tell us. There's lots of, and there's another one where they're all singing ring ring a ring 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 ring, and when you get to the end of the aisle, it's somebody
picking
up the phone.
Yay for Carmageddon.
So, but apparently the Telus ads, they must have some kind of agreement with Gap because they're all wearing Gap clothing.
How do you know this? Huh?
Because somebody in my communications.
All right,
we were
you show up
this.
At the Gap. You're in there every day.
At the Gap. She said this explicitly. Actually, I do shop at the Gap.
I knew it.
I don't know if anyone paid attention, but Friday was the International Buy Nothing Day.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
I missed that. I probably didn't buy anything.
Friday?
This Friday?
Yes, Friday. Friday is the Friday, last Friday, what it is it's the biggest shopping day of the year in the States, which makes this the most, I think the word is quixotic. Mission they could have possibly given themselves. They could have picked a nice quiet little day in January or April, but oh no, they had to try and take on
the biggest
shopping day of the year so that their effect would be really, really noticeable. We tried to do the, like, I remember I was listening in the morning, listening to the radio, getting a Seattle radio station. They were having, like, instead of having traffic reports, because there was no traffic because it's, like, a long weekend, they were doing parking lot reports. The 7 a.m., they were describing the parking lots at all the major malls in Seattle being 60 to 80% full. 7 a.m., the malls are not even opening for, like, another 2 fucking hours.
Wow.
It was insane. I'm an editor at a student newspaper, and Friday is a production day. So we usually order in dinner on Friday while we're all working on the computers and stuff. And then this was Buy Nothing Day. One of our editors was like really gung ho on the whole Buy Nothing Day thing. So we just had like a potluck dinner. I don't even want to think about how many of these people had to buy the food on the way up to school.
Right.
I think if. Just the level of, like, evil consumerism, I mean, the insanity it's gotten to is so bad that if anybody wants to, like, call me up and ask for, like, any formula for explosives, please be free to do so. I'll be more than happy to help
evil
you.
Evil consumerism.
The one thing, though, is you Americans are lucky because the Christmas shopping season in the States doesn't start till the day after Thanksgiving, which is in late November. But up here in Canada, Thanksgiving is in October. So the day after Halloween they bring out the wreaths in the malls. And they've got, like, Santa.
Hey, that's better. That means our shopping season is spread out over further, and you have fewer people in the malls.
I think our biggest shopping day is Boxing Day.
That just means that, basically, we'd have to put up with Christmas music that much longer. As I was talking to the chicken.
Lucky for me, I don't play Christmas music at my work.
Yes.
All year long to scare away the children.
I was talking to the chicken, and apparently on Saturday they started Christmas music at work.
When?
Christmas music. I think it was on Friday. Friday. They started playing Christmas music, which means they are going to be playing Christmas music from that day until a day or two after Christmas.
Isn't it the law you have to stop playing Christmas music on December 25th?
The Muzak satellite channels. It's because it was the day after.
I don't know. I don't work here. This is the chicken we're talking about.
It's probably all satellite feed.
Well, sits at my home and bitches at me.
A lot of these places they get like a feed of radio from like satellite, and you know there's different channels.
They can switch.
And yeah, but that's the thing, is the reason why it probably switched that day was because they're probably getting an American digital broadcast channel.
That's probably why.
If this was a Canadian channel, those Christmas tunes probably would have started, November 1st.
Yeah, that's
Halloween.
That's right.
True, but the thing is, we're still talking about the chicken, remember? How long do you expect before a knife is taken to a various number of speakers? Any takers?
Very quickly. Never.
Die.
We're gonna phone the movie man. It's 10
movie
o'clock.
Man.
That's
man.
Usually when I phone him. Interrupt him while he's watching a movie.
Plug your ears and wiggle then.
I missed most of that.
Don't scream.
Somebody hasn't seen it yet?
There are some people who haven't seen it.
I've seen it.
I don't plan on seeing any Arnie movies. So.
You are so lucky and smart.
All right, well, we'll keep it simple. It was
just like
a
movie.
That's about all.
What did you say? Repeat it.
Video review.
No, repeat what you thought about it.
Okay, I liked it.
Okay.
I liked it. Pretty simple. I liked it.
I did too.
Okay, good. Our video review. Whoever has not seen this one in the theater has got to go rent it. Iron Giant.
Yes,
I did see that at home.
Amazing
Great.
Movie.
Yes, very cool.
And it is fantastic. The story is good. And from what I understand, it was quite accurate as far as...
the book goes.
But remember, for anyone out there that doesn't like cartoons, it's a cartoon.
But remember, unlike Disney cartoons, there was no singing.
Absolutely. No songs whatsoever.
Yay for no singing.
Yay. No, it's just that there's some people that don't like cartoons.
Although Wade Singer did do one of the voices.
What?
Harry Connick Jr. was one of the characters.
Oh, was he the guy at the...
He was...
Metal Yard?
Yes.
Ah. Yeah, there were some bigger name voices lent to that movie, which they could have got away with not getting those voices, because I didn't recognize any of them.
Well, the mother was Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
And the... annoying military guy was Christopher McDonald, who it was Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore.
The evil golfer.
Ah, okay.
And those were the only real big name voices.
There's actually the general was played by, I can't think of his name, the guy that does the father's voice on Seinfeld.
Oh, really?
Yes, I don't know his name.
The father's voice on...
actually, plays the father on Seinfeld. On Frasier. Sorry, Frasier. I was saying Seinfeld.
Please, somebody kick me. Thank you.
So, very both good movies.
Very good English too. Very good both movies.
Very good both movies.
Very goodly both movies.
Yep. So, thanks for that. Very short.
Very sweet.
And we'll let you get back to your life.
Talk to you later, guys.
And say what the hell.
John Mine.
And we'll hang up on you.
What the hell?
All right.
Yeah.
The lag is insane on our Big Pipe server. It's crazy. It's like 5 minutes. He's just
speaking of the microphone.
He's just starting movie review.
How is that
right now,
even
possible?
Possible? How much? How can there be that much lag?
Mirror.
No, that's Big Pipe. That's the one he checked.
Should we either do
that's,
the?
That's way too much lag. It's impossible.
Okay, but that's a setting, right?
Should we either do?
It doesn't just lag. It doesn't just.
Caching
randomly choose a
no, it's a setting.
A lag. It's a setting. So it must be if it's lagged by 5 minutes, that means it's set to go by that much buffer, right?
Yeah.
So
true. Okay.
Something
yeah.
we can change.
You're so
that's right.
Smart.
Should we either do a couple of either promos or gross hospitals?
I'm gonna do one more promo and then I'm gonna go into something else.
Okay.
I'm going to go into the Rant Radio webpage. I'll explain this in a minute.
Yes.
Gur.
And I think, yeah, okay.
Should we do Rant Radio Emergency Broadcast?
Yeah, okay. Why is my computer a big pig?
Oh, my God, the computer's lagging.
It's being really slow, and people out there are probably hearing, no. I practice that. Where is it?
Just for fun, we're doing this show through a McDonald's drive-thru speaker.
Oh my God, shut up.
Yes, they managed to say the praise perfectly clear.
Yes,
too much chaos.
Okay, what's the name of the first one we did?
Emergency Test.
Oh, maybe I deleted it.
You deleted it?
That wouldn't be the first time.
Check the mighty recycle bin.
Oh, I emptied that.
Oops.
Maybe it's in To-Do.
Yeah.
Nope.
Those of you in the audience,
maybe it's in the other To-Do.
To watch
do
back.
It.
Go
do
post
it, sir.
There it is. There it is. We're in luck. Okay, here it is. It's Promo Emergency Test. And we did this today.
This is a test of the Rant Radio Emergency Broadcast System. This has been a test of the Rant Radio Emergency Broadcast System. Had this been an actual emergency, you would have been given the following information.
Run! Run for your life!
That was the emergency
what
test.
Was that?
Run! Run for your life!
That was Dak at the end, for people who didn't know.
Gee, who'd have thought he'd be able to scream like a little girl like that?
Actually, I have to say, when I originally thought of this, I... I originally envisioned Jan doing that scream because Jans can do a little girl scream like nobody has ever heard before.
I don't know why you know that.
Oh. Ah, you shit it, yeah.
Danger.
The only one leaning over that. Oh, wait. He really
But unfortunately, Coma Boy could not be with us here tonight, so I decided I would have to.
He's
take
in a better him. Place.
He's in a better place.
And what's the other one we did?
We also did Rant Radio, The Usual Suspects.
That's right. Okay, we're going to do that one right now. This is Rant Radio, Usual Suspects. What is going on?
Is your computer all fucked up? Like
yeah,
February?
It's paused at the moment. There we go. And there's two of them. Here's promo, The Usual Suspects.
If you're listening Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you might hear some of these usual suspects. Black Wolf. Oh, yeah.
Stupidity isn't bliss. Ignorance is bliss.
Me, Sumerian.
He should be selling pure heroin.
Well, first of all,
what the hell?
First of all, Dak. This is the power of my voice. Listen to me. Kill yourself if you're a drooling fanboy.
You know what?
Drexel.
I watch TV. My brain just shuts off and I go to sleep.
Girl on the left.
Wine. Apply mixture of half rum and half coke to self until you no longer care about state.
Movie man.
Okay, we've got a movie review and a video review.
DJ Psycho.
Armadillos and the Texans who love them.
200% sexy projectile vomit man.
That's enough out of you.
The chicken.
Tire.
Enki.
Oh, yeah. There. Yeah.
And the cast of thousands.
I love you.
It was like one
money.
Yeah,
I love you.
Mean anything, but
you wouldn't want to miss all of that, would you?
That took forever to make.
Oh, yes, it did. It was a pain in the ass.
3 hours.
How many shows
did you...
You were.
I totally
didn't hear that.
How many shows did you have to go through?
Rum and Coke.
Just one? The last show.
Huh?
Because it was on MP3.
No, I guess I made it a lot easier.
Oh, right. Okay,
then. Hey, is there more Dr. Pepper?
No.
I do not recognize.
No, we are almost done. You better run.
My own voice. How lame is that?
Could you get me a... Yeah, Pepper.
So now we're going to go...
Bees.
Okay, my computer is, like, completely messing up.
You're an angel.
I just know they are. I'm going to have anything to do with me shaking the boxes before I...
Boom!
Your computer's going to get... I don't touch them, they don't go off.
My computer's going to crash.
It's going into memory leak hell.
Apparently, these people are not complaining about it.
They're used to it by now.
Lieutenant Major Zombie bragging about meeting me again.
Be grateful that's all he's bragging about doing.
He was the person who invented the girl on the left moniker.
So we're going to go to... Okay.
It's thinning out the herd.
We're going to unoff DJ Psycho.
I'll turn off the annoying shit when people stop doing stuff annoying.
Here is the...
I will stop being annoying when everyone else stops being annoying, so that's never.
I'm sorry to say this, but Lieutenant Major Zombie alerted me to this webpage. What is going on?
What is this?
Well, it's a cell phone. That was a cell phone.
Okay.
Cell phone?
What does Nike have in the bathroom?
It's called towel for $100. Just wipe it on him.
That's what he does.
This is the...
Inky washes his hands.
Oh.
Inky just put his fingers up to his nose and smell. For those people who don't have television.
Smell my finger.
Okay, pay attention. This is important.
This is the Rant Radio website. Have you not seen this new version of our website before?
No, I haven't.
Lieutenant Major Zombie posted this in the guest book, and
wow,
he also
my eyes are bleeding.
ICQ'd it to me, and this is some page that some people put up, and they decided to call themselves Rant Radio.
Original.
They put a lot of research and effort into looking up the name Rant Radio, made sure nobody else had it, and since we've had it for almost a year, and they've done one show so far, and this dates back to November 4th, it looks like. At the earliest news.
So how do we handle these idiots?
Assault rifles.
Base?
Knives? Stab them all.
No. Based upon their writings and their webpage, I don't really want to exchange email or any type of verbal dialogue.
He's intimidated.
With them.
He's intimidated.
Oh, yeah,
by
I'm very intimidated. stop throwing the boxes! Did you get that from there?
No.
Go in the bad box. Don't touch it.
Go put your nose in the corner.
Bad boy. You gotta rub his nose in it, he won't learn.
Go for it, Dak.
So if I send an email or an ICQ to these people, I really don't think I get any kind of intelligent response back from them. So I'm not going to do
any
that.
Any idea where they live? I'd be more than happy to take care of them.
Well, I think they post where they live or where they broadcast from. They've only done one show. It's about video game emulation. And if you listen to the show, it's actually a half-decent good show. But what they write.
Nowhere near as good as our show, though.
Oh, yeah. The maturity level of our show is
way
much higher.
Up there. If you actually take a look at their site, you'll notice that the entire body of content in their site consists mainly of a posted flame war between
yes.
them and somebody else.
Flame war throughout it. The whole page is about flame wars. That's it. If you look at the top here,
explain flame war to people that don't know what that is.
Twat of the Millennium Pole, and you can pick one of the people they're flaming. Flame is...
Because, you know, other people's flame wars just attract so much attention. Everybody loves reading other people's flame wars. It's just a source of endless fascination for most of us.
It's just a debate back and forth, and it's usually
stupid
stuff.
Care about who's the asshole.
That's right.
Now, look, I think
we won one of the odd ones that's actually between one witty person and another witty person. It can be sometimes entertaining. Then there's the 99.99%
look,
of the rest of them.
I think we discussed this before. I'm reactionary and extremely violent. Let me know where they live. I'll take care of them.
Just remember, rule number one, never argue with an idiot.
Why, yes, I do.
People may not know the difference.
What was that?
Nothing. Nothing at all. It was very weird reading this webpage and listening to their show and them saying Rant Radio and it not being referring to us. It was just surreal.
I felt violated.
So did I.
I felt violated when I saw this. I was like...
These guys are the...
When I first saw it, I thought, wow, I guess Sumerians decided to let somebody else put a show.
Now,
weird, because he said he wasn't going
to
do that.
As self-appointed legal counsel to the What the Hell show, I advise you to start drinking heavily and get more reputable legal counsel.
Now I know how the Disney Corporation, the Go Network, felt when they saw their little logo used by someone else.
Except these guys aren't exactly Disney.
Yeah, that's right. So,
when do we get to the mindless violence?
We're probably going to look into copyrighting Rant Radio because, well, we've been doing it for a year. Might as well. Got the domain name.
All we have to do is put TM beside every occurrence of Rant Radio on our page and then send them a letter because if we don't defend our trademark...
That's an easy search and replace for me.
But yeah, it is, exactly. That's all we have to do. It's beautifully simple legally.
You know? I know, but the thing is, there's one thing to think about. Seriously, besides my jokes about violence to the side,
uh-huh.
We do this... We become the same type of corporate whores that we've always basically argued
against.
We just don't want someone misrepresenting our good name. It's not a case of us threatening to, sue their asses off.
We're just trying to make sure that they don't have some legal way to take it from us.
It's not like we're trying to defend some product that we're making money off of.
We're not putting a fence and guards around their yard. We're just putting it around our yard.
It's just like, think of your own name. Don't take a name which is already taken, and then everybody's going to be confused about which one of us you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Pick your own name. Pick an
original name
that hasn't already been used for a year.
You've just given them credit so that they actually might have an audience.
That's true.
They apparently do have an audience.
I'm sure they would like to operate under that.
The thing is, it's pre-recorded.
And there's only one show.
And it's pre-recorded.
It's not a live radio show.
It's not live.
It's
pre-recorded.
There's good odds that this thing might just sort of wither and die on the vine.
Most likely, they promised another show about half a month ago.
Have they delivered?
No, they haven't delivered.
Well, wait another month, see if it stops. You know, if they don't,
I still think copywriting it is a good idea.
I have to agree with you. Copywriting at least
because I
good
did
idea.
When I.
Let's see what the IRC thinks.
When I set up Rant Radio, I looked to see if anybody else took Rant Radio, and nobody did. Email them. I did it. I emailed them and saying that they suck.
Thank you,
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Thanks. No, he is defending us. Give the kid some credit.
Yeah, I know, but...
Rabid puppy. I'm curious as to what a SWAT team will need with wet noodles.
Trust me, I can think of things.
Yeah, but if you could supply the assault rifles... I'll lead the assault.
Just kick him. Just kick him anyway.
If he does it again, too much work kicking.
No more repeats.
Not worth it.
Please, zombie. I just stood up for you. No more.
My script is armed.
Bad. We read you the first
time.
Armed
and dangerous.
We really do read you the first time. Okay.
We don't need to be loved by you either.
A puppy that we beat, but he still comes back for more.
With
what we need
between
to do,
his legs.
What we need to do is shoot him in the forehead.
He won't be coming back then.
Cut his paws off.
Dead puppy.
Aren't much fun.
Enough of the dog stuff.
We forgot to give
Muffin.
We whap him on the nose of the newspaper, and yet he still comes back to hump our leg.
Forgot to give props to our sponsors here.
I would,
okay.
You know something, girl on the left, considering who you're talking about, I would have not have said the word hump.
We'd like to thank Red 5 for no particular reason.
Thank you, Red 5.
He's just such a nice guy.
And we'd like to thank Isaac 509 at www.sonic.net.
For letting me kill him today.
No, not for that.
Once.
For providing bandwidth to our station. So give him all your money.
Thank you, Isaac 589. Thank you.
Take out services with him. Okay, what else? We're going to stamp our money now.
Woohoo!
Because.
This is what it sounds like when I don't shave today.
We've got a stamp.
You know my balls make that sound.
You need to know that. We need to know that. Out there, everybody, grab a pen.
No one wanted to know that, but it basically made you stop making that annoying noise, didn't it?
No.
Everybody out there, grab a pen and write on your bills, www.rantradio.com, and you win the game when you get it back. What are you doing? That was so loud. Actually, I have no money in my wallet, unfortunately. TM, yeah, we need to put TM. We don't need to put TM after a com and .com. Well, your money's plastic. We can still stamp it.
We put TM after people would type in com.
Free sandwich.
It's now stamp your gold card.
Stamp your gold card. Snap. Crack.
You know what was cool is I actually saw some New Zealand money the other day. It's plastic. It's got transparent windows in it.
Wow. You're
serious?
How much does that cost? But I guess it would last longer if it's plastic, right?
It's this plastic money. It's got these transparent windows in it.
We are now...
Canadian Tire money. We're down to the Canadian Tire money.
You may not realize it.
Tire.
The thing is that this stuff pretty much is good as cash in a lot of places in Canada, for ratings, that is.
Yep. It goes up in value every day.
Like Canadian peso.
It's Canadian Tire dollars are more stable than the Canadian dollars.
So invest all your money in Canadian Tire dollars.
Actually, the Canadian Tire dollar is exactly as stable as Canadian money because it's at par with Canadian money at Canadian Tire.
True. Increases IQ by one. Danger.
That doubles it, right?
Now he's got Shooter up together. Lieutenant Major Zombie says he's doing it. He's got 5 ones and 120s. 120s. I guess he put that S just in case he was going to put another number.
When are you doing real video of the show? I think that was what the question was at the beginning.
When I get it working. I've almost got it working. I've got the server up. I've got the...
We got somebody from
transmitter
New
up. Yep,
from
somebody
New
from New Zealand.
Cool.
We've got the transmitter up. It's transmitting to the server. I just don't know where to point my real media player to watch it. I can't figure it out. As soon as I've got that figured out, I will be able to do it.
What does FOL stand for? What, fart out loud? What?
I have no idea. Our cash kicks ass. F.
He's from
New for New our New information. Fruits of Islam.
Fruits of Islam.
It does stand for that, but it probably doesn't mean that in that context. Fruits of Islam, okay.
It's Fruits of Islam.
What's that?
I said I like to... Ultimate Girl?
This is
very
the
quickly.
Ultimate Girl
no such
for
thing.
Me.
Well, so what do you want to do?
I want to take you out to dinner. And then I want to go back to my apartment and watch Kung Fu. Do you ever watch Kung Fu?
I love Kung Fu.
Channel 39.
Totally.
You should come over and watch Kung Fu tonight.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Can we go to lunch first?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was from the movie Office Space.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Aniston, I believe that.
Which I still haven't seen.
Amazing movie. So funny. It's right in my bedroom.
It's funny, huh?
What?
It was better in True Romance.
Better than True Romance?
It was better in True Romance when they did that.
Yes. That was a very cool film.
Yes.
True Romance. Quentin Tarantino's one of his best films ever, True Romance. If you haven't seen it, see it. the part where, oh God, what is his name? I can't think of it now. Played Christian Slater's father.
And there's a person called Drexel
where Dennis Hopper tells Christopher Walken that blacks, Sicilians are all niggers. I laughed on the floor for 15 minutes because I grew up around Sicilians, and I can imagine somebody saying this to them. And if you don't...
And having the same reaction?
No. The reaction wasn't realistic because, you see, he just calmly pulled out his gun and shot him. This is not how they would respond. Trust me. It would have been a little more extreme. And that's the calm ones.
Lynch mobs are fun.
We're going to do one more Sean Kennedy little rant. We'll probably do two a week. He's got a whole ton of them that I haven't played yet. And this one is called the Sean Kennedy Key Story. And here it is. I like this one.
What? So if you fast forward it, your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy, on Rant Radio. That's just how it works.
Okay, so I'm downtown, right? And I'm talking to a buddy of mine, and he had an interesting thing that happened to him just a little while ago, which blew my fucking head like almost clean off. He's a smaller guy, you know. He's not really all that heavy. He's about 5'5", maybe 98 pounds, with rocks in his pocket, soaking wet, holding a 25-pound anvil, okay? So he's not a big guy. But he goes to his van to get inside of his van, and his keys are gone. And lo and behold, these two homeless bags of shit come walking up to him and say, "Hey, man, we found these kids trying to, you know, sneak into your van, so we took the keys from them, and we'll give you the keys back for a reward, you know, like the reward, because we're all, you know, homeless and shit, and, you know, if you can, like, give us a reward, we'll give you your keys back." Okay, that's not a reward. Okay, shit for brains. What that is called extortion, and it's against the law. And if you try that shit with me, I'd wire your fucking head. Okay? Yeah, there's two of them, but that's why God invented mace. Okay? There's absolutely no call for that. When homeless people and these vagabonds on the streets, guys wearing fucking better shoes than what I got, come up to me in Vancouver and say, "Hey, man, can you spare some change? Hey, man, make a wish." Yeah, I'll make a wish. Well, I wish you would fucking die. All right? I got no problem with homeless people who are legitimate. A lot of schizophrenic people who the government is looking after. A lot of people that have got fucking serious-ass problems, you know, and they're out there and they're just fucked up and no one's there to help them because there's no money in the system because the government's robbing us blind. Okay, well, I can respect that, and that's all well and good, and as long as they don't try to fuck with me, I'm sure as hell won't fuck with them. But when you have some homeless bag of shit who's drunk and, you know, trying to get his neck crack fixed, comes up and tries to rip me off for $20 for stealing my keys, I'm sorry, asshole, it doesn't fly that way. So next time some asshole tries some shit like that with you, don't bend over and just let it happen. Tell him to fuck off and wire the asshole, because there's absolutely no way that we should tolerate that kind of abuse. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Drex is just shaking his head.
I have seen like teenagers that are like claiming to be homeless and like asking for handouts who are wearing like
I know some of
head
them.
To toe. It's like it's fucking insane.
You can make from that.
Oh,
I've
tons.
Seen people.
That's why they're wearing
the
those clothes.
In one night, well over $250. That's easy money.
Mm-hmm. I've been to a parking lot where some guy says, "Oh, I'll watch your car for you." I'm like, "Bye. No, you're not watching my car for me. I'll find another parking spot."
Here, why don't you watch it from underneath? The pump.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Tell me if my shocks are leaking.
Yeah, no shit, eh?
I gladly took advantage of some homeless person who actually said, "Hey, I'll watch your car for you." I said, "Okay, well, how much?" He's like, "Well, $20. I said, "Okay." And so I went, and he's like, "Right on." And so I come back, and it's really quite funny because about 3 in the morning, I stumble back to the vehicle where we were supposed to be getting in the vehicle and driving away, and he was there.
Really?
And he's like, "Hey, cool, man. I watched your car. It's all okay." I'm like, "Hey, right on. High five." I got the car and left.
Did you give him the money?
No.
Oh.
Oh, you're mean.
Oh.
It was probably one of the legitimate ones.
Yeah, no.
Well, apparently, 3 in the morning, he's still there.
For $20, yeah, no kidding.
Check my drive shaft for me. Oh, wait, that doesn't quite sound right.
Yeah, no.
the time for gross hospital stories?
I
you
can
ready?
Tell
the
gross
prepared?
Hospital story. Yes, I can.
Woo! All right. And I'm going to queue it up, and my computer's freaking out. I don't know why it's freaking out. Look, we've got two amps.
This computer is lagging like you wouldn't believe.
I don't know why.
Slower than hell.
Resources.
I think because I've run out of disk space or something. I've rebooted it 3 times today, and still every time, even while I'm not broadcasting, it's doing this.
Swap file crap.
It says you've got 1 gig almost.
I know. And
could that be a lie?
How big is your swap?
Remember, my computer lied.
That's right. I think you might be right. It might be lying.
It's probably set on automatic, so by default, Windows 6, whatever it should need.
Yeah. Are you doing that on purpose?
What?
Because it was sounding like you were up.
And now, once again, it's time for gross hospital stories.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello, Dak.
Hello, Dak.
It's time for your it's time for your Uncle Dak to tell you a gross hospital story.
Oh, thanks, Uncle Dak.
In case I haven't mentioned it, and I don't think I have, I spent 5 years.
5 years?
5 years working at a hospital. That is a long fucking time. Apparently it was too long because they got rid of me. Anyhow, this story I can actually say I didn't see, but I'll tell you how this story is a gross hospital story.
Mm-hmm.
One evening, after a car accident in which the person expired due to having another vehicle ram into them very hard,
wasn't paying attention to the date stamped on their forehead.
No. And anyhow, because of that, we had very many people there who are not normally there. We had the coroner's department there. We had a fireman there. We actually had quite a few firemen there. We also had the police there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I happen to know the coroner. I happen to know this one particular cop, and one of the firemen is hanging around because I used to work at his hall quite a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all sitting there. We're just kind of yakking, and there's two security guards there, and up walks one of the cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
And the cleaner says, "I just had the grossest thing I've ever seen." And we look at him like, "Yeah?" He says,
"Yeah,
somebody,
sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever." Somebody up on the ICU, it's the intensive care unit,
yep,
had reached over and pulled the IV out as they're giving him a couple of units of blood. And so the blood sprayed all over the room. So he had to go in there and he had to disinfect everything, clean everything, do everything. And he was all grossed out about that. Well,
yeah,
this turned into, what's the grossest thing you've ever seen?
Uh-huh.
Now,
okay.
Now, I did the best. I had only been there for a couple of years, so the best thing I had ever seen at
haven't
that
had
time,
the compilation that you do now.
No. The best thing I had seen at that time happened to do with an autopsy I'd walked in on, and that was nothing. Then
yeah,
the ambulance attendant.
Haven't heard that one.
It wasn't even that much. I just walked into an autopsy, and the person's guts were out on the floor, you know. And,
yeah.
Well, actually, they were
on the floor.
They were. It was gross, but it wasn't actually that gross. But
yeah.
Let's see. The policeman mentioned a car accident. The ambulance
mm-hmm.
attendant mentioned a car accident. The coroner mentioned a body that had been found in a field after a few weeks.
Mm.
The body was so bloated and black from decomposition that the body eventually goes black.
Mm.
That the person, as they walked up, thought it was a dead, rotting cow. When he booted it and noticed bones that could only come from a human hand, he proceeded to scream all the way to the police.
It was a dead cow?
Yeah. Have you ever seen how big a human body can bloat?
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So he... This was a coroner's. He had to scrape that up and basically pack it away.
Uh-huh.
So this was the coroner's story. Now, no one thought that a buckethead, that's a fireman too, those of you who do not work in the various medical
Never
services,
heard that.
Bucketheads, yes, that's what we call them, could even come close to topping us all.
Mm-hmm.
But he did.
A fireman.
A fireman.
Well,
no,
if you think about it,
no,
it could be understandable.
No, it's not burning, really a burning story. It's okay. I personally have seen crispy critters, and they're disgusting, and one of my recurring nightmares happens to involve a crispy critter, but, well, that's another story for another time.
Uh-huh.
No. This story happens to do with a morgue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a new fellow in there who had only apparently been working for a few weeks, and they had cremation. A woman comes in to be cremated who's about 360-odd pounds. Now, the way you're supposed to set the crematorium has to do with the body weight. He did not know this. So he set it for the regular temperature for a longer time, getting that slow roast effect.
Oh, my God.
Well,
don't forget the face.
360 for 12 hours.
Now,
how many minutes?
Now, wait for it. I doubt very many of you don't know this because I sure as fuck didn't. At the bottom of all crematoriums, there is a pan with about 3 inches of height, I guess you would call it. This is supposed to be where they collect the ashes.
Oh, no.
Grease trap.
Well, he turned it on, walked away. All of a sudden, there's smoke billowing everywhere after about an hour or two. And there is the fire alarms going off. So he calls the fire department. The fire department gets down there.
Okay.
They run down to the crematorium, and there is... Whoops, I just lost my sound.
Okay.
And
it's okay.
There is,
we can still hear you.
There is huge, literally a fountain or stream of melted, burning fat pouring out of the door of the crematorium.
Oh, my God.
Now, you're a fireman. How do you fight this? Water. What happened?
Water?
Oh. Well, that was what they decided to use. I don't
Did he
know.
Not, he probably didn't know what it was.
They maybe. Didn't know what
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
So they basically open up with the hoses. This spreads everywhere. They get the fire under control, but all their turnout gear is now impregnated with congealed human renderings.
Oh. Renderings.
A turnout suit is between $1,500 and $3,000. This cost the city of Langley 4 suits.
Wow.
Plus all the equipment, because guess what? Once you've had human fat on them, they're not considered sanitary anymore.
Really?
No.
Just throw that in the washer.
Some sort of spread like potted meat. Thank you for that image.
Why did you do that, rabbit puppy? Why? I was the one who ate it.
Got another tin up there for you.
Die.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You're more than welcome.
Wow, it is possible to shut us down.
Yeah.
De-op me again.
That's
there.
A good one. De-op you?
Yeah, I don't know why it kicked him.
He spoke twice in
he
a row.
He spoke twice in a row.
No, that was like an advertising kick.
Oh, no advertising.
So you're not allowed to speak twice in a row?
No, he should be able to, but... Sorry,
okay, you're a Nazi.
My script is going ballistic. I'm in the process of...
He's making
trying,
one. So.
Trying to program my own, so... Yeah.
We'll get the bugs out.
Careful,
just,
Toby, you're next.
Just for the just for information, a little bit more information about Gross Hospital Stories, we are now archiving the Rant Radio shows. The full shows and individual Gross Hospital Stories taken out of the shows. We've done last week's episode so far. They're not up on the FTP site just yet because my hard drive is very full. Very, very full.
Yes.
And I can't do anything right now about it. So
That's that. That's all I have to say about that.
And
please donate to the
buy some Samaritan a 38 gig hard drive. I'll be very, very happy.
Hey, that's pretty cheap. 38 is what?
$400-something.
$480, something like that?
Yep. So send in your Rant Radio money.
That's really, really cheap.
It is very cheap. It's
slow.
$11, $11 a gig now. Yeah, tasty, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I believe Bob had a story.
I used to live in Granville Island, and there was a businessman who went missing. Ooh, stereo. There was a businessman who went missing. He was staying downtown at the Ramada Inn, and his wife called in like he'd been gone for a week. He was on a business trip. He'd been gone for a week. they said, oh, well, he never came back to his room. Oh, all his stuff's here. Oh, a week later, nothing yet. So they put out like a missing persons report. They put a bunch of posts up, and his wife goes ballistic and sets up like a $20,000 reward for his return, or just to tell the whereabouts of where he is. Somebody's walking over the on-ramp from, I believe it's Hemlock or Livelock.
Hemlock Online.
It's like a kind of loopy, crazy on-ramp where lots of motorbikes crash, because I could go on the sixth floor of my apartment building and watch them. And I watched a couple, actually. It's quite funny.
Look, he died.
Look, he just took off.
That big smear?
Look, he just took off his leathers, and he's walking away. That was a good one. The guy on a Harley, he took off the leathers of his left leg. He ripped them clean off. It was pretty funny, and then he walked away. And then he claimed his bike was stolen, except he left his leathers there. Anyway, so this guy's walking across the bridge, and he looks over the side, because he's looking at Granville Island going, wow, what a bunch of rich bastards. Anyway, so he's going, ooh, oh, wait a minute. That looks like someone's sleeping down beside the retaining wall. But boy, they sure are fat. In a gray suit. Strange. I remember seeing someone in a gray suit with a reward. Oh, so he calls up a 1-800 number and claims the reward. Well, he tried to claim the reward. I think his name was Larry something. Anyway, so they spend 3 hours cutting away the brambles from this guy's remains. So, of course, we had to quickly run over, grab as many binoculars and large poking objects as we possibly could to the next building where my friend lives, and we spent this 2 hours, 3 hours waiting for these guys to pull this guy out. And anyway, they finally get all the bushes away, and they have all this tape, and they've got three blinds, like white blinds, so you can't see in, but we're like six floors up, so we can see perfectly. So we're watching this, and they finally get them, and they get all the cameras ready, and they take a couple pictures, and then they like try and start to move them. And I don't know if you've ever seen a cantaloupe open after it's rotten.
Yes.
He started ripping from like under his armpit, and he ripped, and like he was big, like the table big, and he was purple and brown, and mostly purple though, and that off kind of dead purple. You know how you see like in the Michael Jackson Thriller video purple? Yeah, like that's what he was like in his nice gray suit, and his suit was just completely rotten. So of course they try and pull him by his shoulder, and like he rips from here open like a big sleeping bag, and he completely poured out.
As a human body rots, it literally, the tissue breaks down the fat, and the fat becomes toxic and acidic, if you can believe that, as a human being rots.
Actually, we should ask Sean Kennedy there to explain his story about the Stadium SkyTrain station.
He found
a dead guy in like the yogi position, like. If you can imagine crossing your legs, crossing your arms, and then falling over asleep, he jumped over this fence, which used to be just like this big, gross area of like 2x4s and like footing material, like a little like concrete-covered footing material. He jumps over this big 8-foot fence, clambers over there, and goes over and like comes up to the guy and goes, Sir, are you... I think this is right around the time he was taking his industrial first aid course. This is probably why he did this.
Yes,
sir. So he goes over. He's like, sir, are you all right? I saw you there from the SkyTrain, and I just want to make sure you're all right. No response. Sir, and he touches him on the shoulder, and you got to hear his explanation. He says, you know that feeling you get like you're all kinds of wrong right now? This guy creaked, and he said he heard stuff like popping and breaking as he tried to pick him up. Like he's like picking him up by the shoulder, like just a sir, are you all right? And he kind of picked him up, and this guy kind of like all of them came up at once. And he's like, whoa, alrighty then. Well, you're fine. I'm just gonna leave you there. And he runs back over to the stadium station and run like calls 911 and says, I found a dead body. It's really funny. So,
when I was working,
blah, blah, blah.
When I was working at the Biltmore Hotel, which is where I was. Before I went to the hospital, I was there for a month, and I basically told the company, either transfer me to someplace else or I'll kill you.
Where is the Biltmore?
Not I'll quit. You're dead.
The Biltmore Hotel is... Where is it?
Main and
12, yes. It is... I'm not going to tell a one story. I'll just tell the body. We're on to that subject. Going from room to room, just like down the hallway, just doing a check in the hallway, and I see a door ajar, and so I kind of knock. Hello? You left your door open. Hello? Look in. There's a girl. She has got, literally, got a needle in her arm, and she is blue.
Mm.
So I basically tried CPR. I called it in immediately. Tried CPR for 15 minutes. She was basically probably dead for at least an hour before I got there. No, you basically use a cup.
An hour.
Where would you get a cup?
Not coming back.
No, basically it's what it's called. It's a thing for assisting CPR that you don't actually have to make. Yes.
Oh, that's handy.
Yes.
If you had Dream, could you do that ball trick? Well, they're clear. Oh.
unless you're really good. Yeah, with a glass.
That one. Nope.
I've seen people playing three-card Monty that would still beat you.
Well, I think we're going to get people to phone in if they feel like it.
When?
Last week.
1-604-533-9191. Now's your chance, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Oh, dear.
Share your wisdom with us, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Look how fast he leeched for that.
Look how excited I am to have grabbed the phone.
We have an answer to one of Sean Kay's
questions. Oh, yes, yes.
Questions.
Oh, that's right, okay.
We found possibly the answer to how you get addicted to crack. We found training crack for the webcam.
Well, the problem with recording this on the webcam, well, people can see it.
Bill Nye, the science guy, and Disney.
Purveyor of all kinds of sour candy.
Ah, turn it back. It's too close. I can't read it. For the love of Christ, someone answer the phone.
Training crack from Disney.
Hi, you're on Riot Radio. Who is this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie. Boo!
Hi.
Woo!
First call of the night. You win a prize. First
vote. The first one?
Yes, you are.
Yes, I'm the first one. Woo-hoo!
Haven't you been paying attention?
Yes, although, like, the number popped up in MRC. I'm like, whoa, disconnect. I'm like, ding-ding-ding-ding. Start right up.
Okay, so you understand the rules are that you still
can't
have
hear you.
To have something.
Put no.
You still have to have something to say, or we hang up on you. And keep in mind, Sumerian's not here to protect
you,
man.
What? You're like low. I can't really hear you.
Give me the phone. You're.
Oh, okay. Say something. All right. Hey, Sim.
Yes.
You know that one dude is trying to like copy your name and all that crap?
Yep.
He has this copyright on the bottom, but it's fake. To your point of personality, it's fake.
Okay. Let me just take a look. Well, it can't really be. Well, it's sort of fake.
Like totally fake, because when you have a copyright, you probably have a copyright number that will link to your copyright law. That is yours.
Enki says no. Enki says you don't. Why not? Give him a mic.
Because copyrights don't require registration of any kind, and it doesn't really matter because we're not talking about copyrights in this case. We don't care what the content is that they've got. We just don't want them to say
trademark
radio.
We're
trademark
talking about trademark, right?
So
yeah.
Enki, whatever your name is. Well. Sim has a domain, alright? He has www.rantradio.com. These people have some other weird names, /rantradio/.
Yeah, they don't have the top-level domain. We're actually going after the trademark. They can copyright the material on their page all they want. They wrote it. That's theirs. But we want the name Rant Radio. We don't want them to
What do you mean
name.
We want the name?
We have the name.
Like, Rant Radio.
Balls Radio or something like that.
Yeah. Right now, as far as we know, we have...
domain.
We have the domain and we have the precedence over them because we've been around longer.
Yeah.
And it's totally provable because of the registration of the domain.
And because we're us and they're them.
We're us and they're them, and they only date
like
back to November 4th.
Yeah.
So unless they basically copyrighted the date, you know, several years ago and didn't say anything to anybody and never used it, we have it.
They seem like losers, yes.
It's the girl on the left. Hello. The mighty one was bowed down to you. We're not worthy. We are not worthy.
Oh, that's so cute. He's stalking you over the internet.
Would this be a good moment to mention that I have a boyfriend?
Oh, don't shatter his heart.
Don't worry, Major Zombie. He's not very big.
And men in love, it doesn't matter, does it?
And he's big and strong. I've seen him.
I have musty hairy legs.
Oh,
I'm dead sexy.
He's dead sexy. He's doing the fat bastard ripoff very poorly. If we want a fat bastard, we turn to Bob from Peru.
I'm going to get your mojo.
You fat bastard.
Not getting much from Bob.
I'm not fat. I'm dead skinny.
So, you have anything else to say, or just wanted to talk about that rant radio thing?
I don't know, but what's that thing about the real video thing you got going on?
Well, we're trying to take this from a radio to a TV, but not really make it a TV. It's always going to be a radio show because I don't want to
it'd be mostly better for Winamp to do it because some people have like really sucky connections like I do, and kind of like having video and sound together kind of really sucks.
And
well, you don't
for
have
your input.
See, we're not.
But it'd be a good idea for cable users.
Oh yeah, we're not going to stop using the Winamp. So lowly people like you can still listen in and just forego the
lowly
people. Was that
be like the
wrong
chat room? MRC, I fix that.
You can.
Saying, man, kill DJ Psycho, man. He's really pissing me off. He's like, one left and right.
Come on, get me, Bubba Louie.
I said hello. No matter why he got kicked out, it's like, okay.
It's a little bit sensitive at the moment, but it has kicked you legitimately a couple times.
Repeating sucks.
Repeating, no repeating. We can.
It,
we hear
it
you the
has
first
your
time.
Name on its blacklist. You don't really have to do much to get kicked off. So do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, say it quick.
I have, like, tons of links and all of that to Ranch Radio on my homepage.
You're going to have to send that.
ICQ.
ICQ, yeah.
ICQ number 51558.
All right, I have you on my buddy list and all that crap.
I'm his buddy.
Hey. I'm your
buddy.
Yeah, right. Bye, kill me. I'm like, no. Yeah, you're talking about shooting me, too. What's that all about?
I was shooting you?
Oh, it's all in fun.
When did
like,
I...
Yeah, you're like saying, oh, let's shoot somebody right in the forehead, you know?
Oh, that wasn't me.
Lieutenant.
That was me.
That was Drex. That was Drex.
Uh-huh,
Lieutenant
yeah.
Major Zombie, we have never actually shot anyone.
No.
Shot anyone.
You would be our
anyone.
First.
Yeah, but I'm like part of the show in a way, you know?
No, that's okay.
I'm like a crazy person with all.
Yeah, you're one of us.
Okay,
it's that feeling of belonging.
I'm just a U.S. American that thinks I should be Canadian.
All right, so did you have anything else to say? I'm itching to hang up on you.
All right, man.
What's the name of the show?
Hey, hold on. Who's the guy who has the machine gun? I forget his name is.
We don't know.
What do you call it, Drex or something like that?
Drex?
Oh, yes, he held a machine gun.
I have a picture of me with a machine gun, yeah.
He doesn't have
one.
You're
like, you're gonna kill people.
That was actually a pretty good machine gun.
Yeah.
Only it sounded nothing like one.
Okay.
Well, as far as fake machine guns go.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, say
like
what the hell.
Okay. Bye, girl on the left. What the hell?
He's got a little crush on you.
Well, luckily February 14th, he can send a Valentine's card.
Give him some.
Why don't you? If he pays for the airline ticket down to Nebraska or wherever he is. That's right. Right five.
You want ink?
Oh my God. He'd go. He'd freak out.
Oh,
he'd have fantasy material for the next year.
He just totally pulled out the hair on my nipple.
Oh, that must have
smarted. Anki's nipple hairs are on the ground now.
Red 5 just ripped a hair out of Anki's nipple.
So we're going to play the addresses and the phone number thing so some other people can phone in.
Play the four new promos, too.
What's the kind of sensation?
The new promos we have for today, play them again.
Again?
Yeah.
They're scattered remote. They're all over my hard drive.
Okay, well, while this is playing, you can find them.
No.
If you would like to email death threats or send mail bombs to anyone you're listening to tonight on What the Hell, email us at info@rantradio.com or send explosive charges to Box 256, Fort Langley, B.C.
We have a call.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Influ.
Hey, Infaloop.
Hey.
How's it going?
What's happening?
Well, not too much. I'm just going to rant about something that happened up at the university I go to. Now,
that's really loud.
That? Which university?
UNBC. It's the
University of
North Carolina. Acceptance.
I've been there.
Oh, you've actually been there?
Yeah.
Hey, you know when...
It was smaller than my high school.
Yes, it was smaller than my high school, too, but that's beside the point. Oh, yeah, and it has perks. This is part of the rant. Okay, now, when you're going up the University Way, it's a four-lane road, like just your average rural highway road, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, Perk decided it would be a good idea to go out on the road at 2 o'clock in the morning and paint Carpool Lane on the rightmost lane.
Okay.
Well, what was really bad is going whether it was actually there or the fact that every single vehicle that was headed up to the university quickly got out of that lane and filed single file straight to the university. Which is worse?
So they increased the traffic problem.
Oh, yeah.
So was this a practical joke, or did the government...
So this was an actual political statement trying to say that people should carpool.
Was it the government?
That, because...
But was it a real carpool lane, or is it just...
No, this was somebody.
Around.
This was his friend.
Yeah, this is just the people screwing around.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
That's kind of funny.
It's almost as good as
Okay.
What's funny is that the road eventually merges.
The road eventually merges. Did they still have the carpool lane written down on the road yet?
Actually, they did.
So there's one lane, and it was carpool only.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Funny.
That's pretty good.
That's what happened. Yes.
Not much of a rant, but...
No, not really.
A funny story.
I can see why
you were bitching.
The vending machines with Buy Nothing Day stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's nothing really. Just so I mentioned that, that's what Perg does up here.
They should have just made a whole bunch of slugs and
isn't,
dropped a thousand of them
Ad
in there.
Isn't AdBusters the people who sponsored that originally? Aren't they from BC?
Yes, AdBusters.
Are they from here?
AdBusters is a Vancouver magazine. An ex-Peaky was actually an editor there for a while.
I have gotten, I know, I got a two-year subscription for the chicken.
Yourself.
All right, so is that it for you?
No, because I... Okay, so talk to you later then.
Right. Say what the hell.
Say what the hell.
Say what the hell.
Say what the hell.
Hell.
All right. Yep.
All I heard was hell.
Hell. Didn't want to rack up his phone bill.
Hell.
So, that noise?
Somebody knocking on the table.
Okay.
Knocking.
Rapping.
Rapping at my table door.
Oh, sorry, you're rapping.
Yo.
Yo. So
we've got 6 minutes. We could probably play those new promos again in 6 minutes. You could queue them up right now.
Or we could take another phone call.
You could queue them up while we're talking to this person.
No.
Hi, this is Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hey, this is Rabbit Puppy.
Hey, Rabbit Puppy.
It's time to phone in.
What? Yeah, it's time to phone in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. We won't hang up on you.
Unless you have nothing to say.
I have nothing to say.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess we just had to hang up on you there. You can call back if you got something to say.
So
1-604-533-9191.
How is Terrence and Philip?
Why, they're fine. Ha ha.
I booped them.
Oh, you're a dick.
No, you're a dick. Some guy ICQ'd me this week asking me about hockey equipment.
Rabbit Puppy, and it cost him...
Assuming that I know about hockey equipment because I'm Canadian.
You should see, I've got a Sailor Moon page. I have gotten emailed about the strangest things because the stuff... I've got a whole section on basically bizarre Sailor Moon branded snack items, like Japan and stuff.
Yeah?
I've gotten emailed from people in... what have I gotten emails? Just last week got an email from someone in South America asking to trade gum wrappers.
That's worth your time.
That, a few weeks before that, this was a couple months ago, I got emailed from a food wholesaler in Israel who wanted to know if I could hook him up with a furry khaki maker. Furry khaki is basically rice sprinkles made of like dried fish and seaweed and stuff. This is like something they used to season rice in Japan. this guy was in Israel and was asking, like, he wanted to, like, start distributing free khaki in Israel, and he wanted me to, like, hook him
up. You
had
the line.
I'm just like,
you can hook him up with that, can't you?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm a consumer here. I, like, my whole page has got, like, I've got, like, about, you know,
people
two
don't
pages
read.
Of script. Two pages of script describing how I was running from you know, retail grocery store to retail grocery
people
store trying
read.
To find this really stuff. Yeah, well, there's only one problem. It's made from dried fish flakes. I really don't think it's kosher. This is Israel we're talking about here.
That all depends. Is it white fish?
It's all the way you spin it. It's not a little consumer webpage
closer.
With pictures of various Sailor Moon merchandise. It's an e-commerce site with links to producers worldwide.
That's it. I run a band's webpage, too, and they think I'm the band. I don't understand it. They don't read the webpage at all. Nobody reads the web pages. They just look at it and go, oh, they must know everything about it, and they're the people who make
band?
It and distribute everything.
Which band would this be?
Forgotten Rebels. It's a Canadian punk band.
Ah.
It's the only web page about them on the internet, so I can understand they're wanting to get information from me. Yeah, Rabbit Puppy, I think we know you have an affection for the girl on the left. Show it, man. Show it.
Responses in like a duh Homer voice.
Oh, she's cool.
SMRT.
I mean, SMRRRT.
Hey, don't you all remember your first love? Or at least the first girl that gave you a, you know, Woody.
Oh, please, please.
This is not the vision. She's seen his picture. It's not working for her.
Oh. Used to just sit there and swing for hours.
She's not going
to
come to the show soon.
She's going to be off-camera.
Off-camera, in the other room, listening remotely.
Drool to the distant left.
Keep the head away from the keyboard, Lieutenant Major. Drool and electricity don't mix.
What was that?
Oh, burn.
There are some other... liquids that you might be involved with.
Listening to the radio there, they...
Semi-liquids.
Listening to the radio there, they... was it they caught some guy in the library? Caught some guy in the library, I guess, licking a monitor?
What? Really?
Yeah.
Just locally, or...?
It was somewhere.
Somewhere.
In the library someplace.
Licking the monitor.
Hey, looking at... interesting internet pictures and licking the monitor.
Hey, I was...
And
one of those lingerie catalogs online.
Yeah, that was it. And
did he have like
yeah,
a can
really
of,
risque kind
did
of
he
stuff.
Have like a can of salmon opened up?
Actually, the punishment is probably funnier than the crime. They kicked him out of the... They basically kicked him out of the library and said, you can't come back for another month.
Another month?
Yeah.
That's all he got?
Oh, no.
Well, it's a little bit more reasonable than most internet crimes.
Hey.
Hi, you're on Rhyme Radio. Who is it?
He just said, hey.
This is Lieutenant Major Dummy and being attacked by a little bird.
You're being attacked by a little bird?
Hey, it's my sister's bird. She's up here.
Don't hang
up.
He's entertaining.
Can you talk to
him? What?
Come on, Jenny, talk to him. Come on.
Should we phone 911?
Come on, Jenny, come on. Come on,
Hi,
Jenny. Come here. Come on, Jenny. Hold on.
Are you trying to get your sister on the phone?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
No, no, don't go to the bathroom. Don't go to the bathroom. No. Hey, get here.
Call IXIR.
The question is, do we want to have, you know, live Lieutenant Major Zombie's sister in the bathroom?
Was that live?
Apparently we do.
I can unlock the door from the outside.
Yeah, get a coat hanger.
I use the...
Take out the end.
Okay,
get a pen.
I use a screwdriver. There's
like
a hole, and you put it in there.
You'll feel like a...
To the right, it opens it up.
That's the return spring. You push it in, turn the knob. I do it all the time.
And if you do that while your sister's in the bathroom, you are one sick fuck guy.
What?
She's locked herself in
she's
for the purpose
hiding.
Of getting away.
Okay, she's just hiding.
I got a story, okay. In grade, I think it was grade 9, my brother's in grade 9, I'm in like grade 7 or 8 or whatever, my brother's having a shower. I have like...
Yeah? Details, man. Nah, he's joking.
I had about 10 friends come up into the hallway and where our bathroom is, and it sort of leads to my room. That's at the end of the hall. I quickly popped a pen out of my pocket, popped the lock on the door, flung the door open, and all my friends walked past. This is my brother's having the shower. So, of course, I had to do something else. I had to get a big, large bucket of cold water as my brother's showering.
Hey, who else is over there?
One of my friends pulled the curtain away, and we bucketed him, similar to we do kids at cadet camp.
Oh, boy. Hey, do this to your brother. You gotta get a pan of hot water when he goes to sleep. Put his hand in there.
I did it to my friend Frank.
Did it work?
Oh.
Yeah, the guy works at... The guy works at, what is it? Relic. Downtown?
Oh, so everybody can know exactly who he is.
And you can see him on his webpage.
And you can see him on his webpage.
He actually has a picture
go to Relic
on the webpage
and look,
for
he's
Relic.
In, I think, what is he, in system? He's in system?
Oh, well, hold on. I got a beep. Hold on.
You got a beep?
We
You're
going to
put us on hold?
Okay.
Bye. It's 11
You're
o'clock.
You're going to put us on hold?
No way.
Not a chance. It's 11.
We're out of here. I think we're out of here, aren't we?
I am. 11:01 on my clock. 11:01 on my clock. Thanks for everyone hanging on in the IRC. Big Black Ho, Infaloop, Rabid Puppy, and Stain from New Zealand, and I guess Lieutenant Major Zombie, but he's not back yet. So we're going to play the outro music and say bye from everyone, so go around that room, the room that way.
Bye from Drex.
That's Projectile Vomit Man.
Night, kids. Play nice.
Enki stayed the whole show.
Yeah. See you later. Bye.
That's Red 5.
Five.
Au revoir.
And the girl on the left.
Au river.
Black Wolf. People can't
see. Yeah, bye.
That's DJ Psycho.
This is Dax saying so long and fuck off.
And
don't eat the corn out of your own shit.
That was Bob from Peru.
Or anyone else's.
Perfectly okay to eat.
Exactly, because it hasn't gone through your own body yet.
And this is Bye from the Shy One.
Bye.
There was Bye from the Shy One. And this is Bye from Sumerian, saying so long, till next week. Tell all your friends about the show. Get them in to listen in next week.
That's all, folks.
Here's the outro.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.